I'm in a big name, but I like nice things. I watch boxing matches and a football game. I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls, cause they talk too much. I enjoy playing nice at home. My girl, I'm next to you, though I ain't a person. That don't mean I'm ever sex to you.
Y'all will get mad because y'all know Eve with them tiger print tattoos is sexy, but we got to get into the show. We can't let the music go all night. So let's go ahead and get this thing started. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I am your host, Big Bat. I am getting better. My voice is coming back. I'm getting over being sick. I've been sick for a few weeks here. When you get a toddler that goes to school, they give you that mess, and this is why I didn't want to have kids again. Like, I didn't want to be 40 getting sick with the toddler because, listen, them kids, them germs that come from the elementary school is disrespectful. Like, they are not the same. Them are not normal germs that come in from an elementary school. I don't care what they say. It's like they come in with a special kung fu grip, and the older you get as parents and the less that you're around those types of germs and those types of things every day, it's hard to get your immune system to be like, hey, we want to go do that again. So, for all my parents over 40, shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm checking in on y'all. Let me know how y'all doing, if y'all good. Awesome packed show tonight. Funniest thing is I was having a conversation with CJ this morning. Then I had a conversation with the production manager, and we are all on the same level of pettiness today. I don't know what day it is yet because we haven't gotten that far, but baby, Yeah, somebody look up some astrology stuff today, because today got to be a day assigned to pettiness. Like, it has to be. We're going to find out, because today, like, everything about today's energy has been, like, it's good, but it's petty. Like, you don't really want to hurt nobody, but you can pistol whip them a little bit. Like, you ain't got to shoot them, but you can elbow them in the throat. You know, just, it's a little lot petty today. But before I keep it pushing too long, I want to say, let's give a shout-out to Uppity Edibles. As always, they provide our drink for tonight. So they gave us some mandarin oranges and some fresh squeezed mandarin oranges and some vodka tonight. So that's what we're sipping on with a cup of ice water over here. So we're going to do that just like we do that. But y'all know, it's never Bap by itself. Big Bap always has friends. That's why it's called the Big Bap and Friends Show. So let me bring in my two beautiful co-hosts tonight. You know, we can't do them at the same time. You got to do them one at a time. That's so nasty. Y'all nasty. Stop. I know y'all. I know how y'all think. Y'all nasty. But that's not what we were saying. We got to introduce them one at a time because they're two individual, beautiful ladies. So I bring none other than my co-host, Miss CJ, owner of Goddessly Cleaning and a whole lot of other things. Her resume is quite long and extensive, but welcome, Miss CJ, to the show. How you doing tonight, Shawty?
Hey there. I'm doing good.
Oh, I got the hey there. I'm doing good. I like it. Ooh, how was your day today? Let's talk. How was your day?
It was good. It was good. I had a bath and I made breakfast this morning. And
oh, hold on. Slow down. You made breakfast. What did you make? Because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So what did you make today?
I made cinnamon rolls and bacon and eggs.
Oh, you went.
Scrambled eggs.
You went with cheese. Cinnamon rolls, bacon, and eggs. So you went fat, healthy.
Listen. You got to try.
Listen, Black Americans and bread, y'all might as well be island or African because y'all got to have some form of dough, bread, meal, something. Like, well, y'all have made some cornbread. Y'all have put some cornmeal on something and fry something up real quick. For Black folks and bread, like, whew, y'all don't care how y'all get it either, boy. Listen, give y'all some yeast rolls with some honey butter. Ooh, y'all, listen.
That's a beautiful thing.
Y'all fat. I love y'all, though. Listen, I tell everybody, there's nothing wrong with indulging, but you have to learn how to generally eat in moderation. If you understand the difference in those two, you can regulate your weight a lot better and be able to eat all the things that you still want to eat. It's not that you can't eat it. It's some of y'all don't need to finish the second Whopper, but we're gonna move on because that's not my life. I don't want nobody to feel like I'm talking about nobody because this is an education-based platform. So we try to educate. We are not downing anyone on purpose until I actually tell you I'm downing them on purpose. Then you can use those words however you see fit. Ain't that right, CJ? Oh Lord, here she goes. She giggling tonight, y'all. How many drinks you done had?
Two.
See, I knew it. Listen, I know that giggle when I hear it. This is my song for real, no doubt. Listen, I already know you in a good mood, but before we get to Miss I Feel Good on, I feel good all over. That's how you feel right now, don't you?
Yeah.
She ain't got no words. Ooh. But you know, I got my favorite person on. Let me tell you guys something. There are some people that you meet in life and you just meet some people and it's like, you know, it's cool, I met them, that was a great day. And then there are some people you meet them and you realize like that they have a skill. One of the things that this young lady brings to the table more so than anybody is that anyone that I'm around more frequently is her ability to abstractly see things in her mind and then technically use her hands to make it work. And this is in a lot of things. It's not in just one area. I mean, I know she does what she does with rope and interior design and fashion and all the other plethora of things that she puts her hands on. But just the gift that some people have, I don't think we stop to give them credit for the gifts that they have. And this woman's hands and mind in unison as a tandem are amazing. So I want to bring Miss Coco to the mic. What it do, boo? What's going on, Shawty?
Hey, baby.
Oh, now she that came in here with, oh, listen, that came in here sounded like hot buttermilk biscuits. Like, because, you know, there's a difference between you know, there's a difference between you go buy that, you know, that packet of biscuits that you can get, and then they slide them onto the thing, and then they bake them, and then they put the butter on, and then they be like, ooh, they made those biscuits. And then it's another thing when somebody got grandma's hot buttermilk biscuit recipe.
Ooh. With the extra layers.
You know, that's when I was teaching Cheryl how to make biscuits, I was teaching her to do the layers. So she was like, ooh, it's real? Because at first she was like, it wasn't going to come out, but it was the type that she was using. But, yeah, layered biscuits and making them so, ooh. Anywho, how was your week? What'd you do this week? Tell me about your week.
I've been working on my gown and my sister's
ooh.
Gown.
Ooh, which gown is this for? Where are y'all going in this in these gowns?
Oh, this is for December.
Y'all got gowns for December? Hold on. First off, wait. Y'all, nobody said we needed gowns?
I told you I was going to design something for that event.
Right. Like, okay, so, dang, that means, CJ, we're going to be severely underdressed at dinner.
Oh, no.
So,
but it's going to be a lingerie gown. I'm going to add some makeup onto this after the gown is put on the person.
Oh, listen, I told y'all, y'all won't understand. This girl, she be doing stuff. Like, I don't even want to know. Listen, I'm just going to sit there and share these men up. Her mind don't stop.
I told you that I was going to be a Slytherin for real this December.
I mean, I know what you told me, but I don't try to put stuff on other people's ideas. I'm not an assumer. You know, they say when you assume, you do dumb stuff.
I mean, I do dumb shit every day.
Ma'am, listen, you are related to the people that you are related to, so I can't say that you, what?
At work, I literally licked my work wife and said, I licked it, it's mine.
I'm a virgin. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. because that's all I got right now dealing with you. You are a whole mess. You know this, right?
But I'm adorable.
Yes.
When people see me in person, they don't think I am who I am.
That is true. You know what? It's crazy when most people, I've stopped trying to figure out what people see when they see, hear, feel. Because, like, people will make up all types of things about you. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes.
Like, they will take the time to create a story in their head that puts you in all types of different scenarios in their life, and the only people that are aware of it is them.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep myself away from people because I get owned very easily. So we're going to take a quick commercial break because when we come back, we have to get into Black history as world history. Since we got Coco on here and we're talking about Miss Coco, you guys can reach out to her a lot of different ways. So what we're going to do for all our TikTok followers, because I know TikTok has a bigger following right now, and Facebook is probably the two places where we will put this information. But tonight, for anybody who has been trying, because some people have reached out to me, some people have reached out to CJ about wanting to be tied and stuff. And I tell people all the time, I'm not in the business of telling people how to do stuff and where to do stuff. So what we're going to do before we go on this commercial break is we're going to allow Coco to tell you guys how you can reach her and how you can get in contact with her to either schedule a tying or to be a model at an event that she'll have coming up. So there's a lot of different options for her. So Miss Coco, how do they get in contact with you, ma'am? Because I need to make sure the people are aware that they can be tied at your
yeah.
So their best bet is to email me at Christina with a C, not a K, with a C, H, and then Christina Bidding at gmail.com.
Yes, yeah, send that to the production manager so she can have that, because I'm not even gonna fight myself, and what she'll do is she'll put that information out. So it's Christina something Biden at gmail.com. I think she said with an H. But we're gonna make sure that's sent to the production manager. Send that to her. You know how to get in contact with her. That'll be on the page. Mm-hmm. Contact her. It will have all the information. Tell them, what do you do? Because I gave it my own name. So I started calling it, Coco's Erotic Knots is what I called it.
That's my name.
It is, because like it has, for people who, you know, what really made me get into enjoying knots and things like that that deal with touch and, you know, and sensory type things, touch and texture. For some people who need that type of therapy, it is so relaxing and it's so therapeutic. And I think sometimes we get caught so much on the sexual or sensual side of things that we don't see the therapy that it can benefit. We don't see the release that it can give people. And so, like, I don't want people to only focus on it from, ooh, I want to be tied up and I want to come. That's great. I love my nasty friends, and you guys are an awesome crowd, because, you know, I've always been a saint, so I need to live through y'all. I promise y'all I do, because I've been wholesome my entire life. I really just thought the peanut gallery was going to get me on that one, but y'all were so quiet over there. I ain't never seen that.
I was not going to say it. I didn't.
We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thank you.
Welcome to Big Bap and Friends. I'm your host, Big Bap. We're about to get back into this. So, ladies, let me ask you a question. We're getting ready to do Black History is World History. Do either one of you know who Garrett Augustus Morgan is? Yeah, I take it that's enough. Okay. Well, we're getting ready to enjoy my favorite thing and my favorite part of Black history, and that is when I get to tell you, teach you guys about who someone is, and this is one of my favorite people. Garrett Augustus Morgan is the original patent creator of the three-position traffic light. Not only is he the inventor of the traffic light, he is also the inventor and patent creator of the gas mask. And the craziest thing is when he invented the gas mask, he got so much fame for it because he actually helped with an explosion that had happened underground. And, like, it just became just infamous for firefighters and you know, first responders who use gas masks for, you know, their procedures and things of that nature to save people. Like, it literally, he went on basic tour just basically teaching people about the gas mask, as well as it became a major part of World War I as well. So the invention of the gas mask changed warfare the way we know it in World War I based off of his invention as well. He also, when he sold his patent for the three traffic stoplight, I believe in 1923, and he sold it for $40,000 to General Electric, which when you look at it now, today, that's not a lot of money. But when you look at $40,000, like literally, you got to understand there were houses and things of that time being sold for hundreds of dollars, $1,500, $2,000 is how the expense of houses and some cars and things of that nature during that time. So don't look at the dollar for what it is today at its current value, how it's definitely inflated itself. I need you to understand the currency of America has definitely inflated itself over time, because when you look at what it was literally 100 years ago, it's not the same dollar. So that's Garrett Augustus Morgan, the patent creator of the three-position traffic light and the patent creator of the gas mask and various other patents, various other things. I gave you guys a really, really brief overview. I ask that you go look into him with Black History, with kids coming up for school. That would be a great person to use for Black History when Black History Month pulls around instead of the Fave Five, as we like to call it. So did we learn anything? You know, and it's funny because Black people always say we knew Black people invented it, but they never know who the hell it was. It's crazy because I've had these arguments with people all the time, and they're like, it don't matter, we created it. I'm like, but you don't know who. Like, how can you stand so bold and so brass and so brazen on talking about all the wonderful things that we've done, and you won't go find out who? You know, we'll be quick to, you know, and that's why the biggest reason, ladies, that I do this is because I love that everyone knows who Martin Luther King is. I love that everyone knows who Minister Farrakhan is. I love that everyone knows who Marcus Garvey is. I love that they understand Rosa Parks. But do you know about Boxcar Henry? Like, do you understand the cultural and ethical significance of Mansa Musa? Do you understand the cultural significance to the black community of the Black Ages in European society? Like, these are the conversations that we don't have enough, and I want to encourage us to help teach us about us. It's okay that everyone else has an opinion of who we are. I don't care what your opinion is. But I'm a believer, just like how Puerto Ricans are proud of being Puerto Rican, even though, you know, they share an island with other people and other countries, but they only want to be responsible for what they believe that they're from. And so if you're going to be black in your heritage, then be whatever other colonies and tribes that you believe in. If you're going to be black American or just Haitian or just whatever the case may be, you should still know some things about your history, and being black is a part of your history because nothing escapes black. Funniest thing is I was having a conversation with someone, and I said, I still have not understood the color white, and I don't understand why people would use it. And the lady looked at me, and she goes, what do you mean? I said, read the definition, and I don't understand why you would call yourself such things. And she said, what? I said, because it means to be, and that's not an adaptation of adaptation of people, because first of all, the blood that flows through your body has a color to it. So you can't be absent of color. But, you know, we always like to say we all bleed red, and that's also a lie too. That's oxidation and other things. But we're not going to get into the science lesson that is that, because I get yelled at because I get too sciencey. So I'm going to keep it moving. Listen, the craziest thing, CJ, my whole tablet is not even working. Let me tell y'all how systematic we can be sometimes. Like, I want you to think about things that we do all the time. So I've been doing this show for God knows how long, and I've always done it through technology, so laptops, tablets, cell phones, different technology through over the course of the time, but I've always had something where I work from with the mouse. And so the craziest thing is I have not had a laptop for about a week now, but I'm sitting here working the mouse as if the mouse was supposed to do something to control the show today. Like, that's how systematic we come to do it. You know, it's like you ring the bell and then eventually you don't feed the dog, but the dog still goes and goes to the bowl because you rang the bell. Like, same thing. Like, I literally, I'm doing this show, I'm so used to moving the mouse to flip through my notes and things, and still is. So, like, it's just crazy as you get back on the bike and begin to ride it, just how systematic we become over some things. And love it. We are getting ready to take a quick commercial break. CJ, because of you and the conversation that we had this morning, I thought I would be petty and I would play a bunch of old stuff that I know you're going to remember. So this one is dedicated to CJ. I know you were humming this. You probably wasn't supposed to listen to this song when it came out, but I know you know this song. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I wanna give it to you. I can see you.
Baby, tell me if you like it.
Tell me if you like it.
I've been waiting. Can you really make a mess? Baby, tell me if you like it.
I was just waiting for you to tell me you were ready. I know what to do if only you would let me. As long as you're cool with it, I'll treat you right here and where you wanna be. I know the nice guys, they've been talking about the way that you I do. They heard I was good, they wanna see if it's true. They know you're the one I wanna give it to. I can see you on me too. And now it's me and me. Now baby, I've been waiting for you. It's over the night, I know you're all making the move. Baby, tell me if you like it. Tell me if you like it.
All right, guys, we are back. That was Cassie with me and you. Let's go. Oh, y'all over there getting it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Listen, I knew y'all knew that. Listen, if y'all didn't know any other song that I have ever played on the show, I knew y'all knew that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, oh. CJ sounded like she was over there getting the whole work. Hey, she sounded like she was over there getting the whole workout, too.
Somebody was twerking
to
this song.
Oh, I know, listen, I know she was getting the workout. Listen, when this song used to come on, she'd be like, why are y'all working so hard? Like, listen, this was a girl's anthem for no reason. Like, I don't, listen, the craziest part, I used to DJ this song so much, and I still can't tell you a single word to that song other than me and you. That's it. And I sampled that song so much in the early 2000s because, like, girls always requested it when I was DJing. So, like, yeah, that was a hit. Anyways, guys, we got to get into what day it is. So let's go ahead and get that started real quick because y'all know we have other stuff coming up tonight. So tonight we're gonna have a conversation about White Girl. So if you guys don't know about that, tune in for the 10 o'clock hour, where I'm going to tell the entire story finally and fully about White Girl. And if you have an interesting story that you want to share with us tonight, tonight is topics night. You can tell your funny story. The number to call into the show is 319-527-6703. So that's 319-527-6703 if you want to tell a funny story tonight. That will be coming up at the 10 o'clock hour. But before we do that, let's give a shout-out to Miss Goddess LeCleanin over there, ma'am. Go ahead and tell these people and these wonderful people how they can reach you and get your services, your cleaning services, your natural products, your home smelling products. How can they get in contact with you? Tell the people.
The best way to contact me right now is via email. That would be at goddesslycleaning@gmail.com. I am also on Facebook. That would be goddesslycleaning. Goddess LEI is me, and then cleaning, and then inbox me or email me. I'll get right back with you.
Ooh, she said I'll get right back with you. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get into this. Today is 11/20, so let's see what day is today. Today is 9/11/20. So today is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. I mean, I would like all of that together. So, but you have to be careful. Like, the only thing about anything that's got a nut in it, you just have to be careful you don't kill nobody. But other than that, I like all of that as an item. Because you just don't want to kill nobody. Like, niggas got out. Listen, these people today ain't like the people of the 20s. Like, the 20s, they just let you. You know, 1920s, they just feet to look dark.
See?
You know better. You know better with us on here. You over here talking about nuts.
I mean, I wasn't trying to give you a nut.
No, you said the nuts can kill people. That's if they don't know how to swallow. Yes, the nut's going to kill them.
Well, no. I mean, some people got nut allergies too, that can kill them.
Like me.
Yeah, I don't want y'all to die. Okay, today.
That's not
going
to keep me from eating a nut.
That's why we're not trying to put nuts in your mouth.
I mean, I wasn't talking about those types of nuts.
Well, I mean, we're talking about, I don't know what type of nuts we're talking about at this point. So we go nut on alone. Today is also National Child's Day. I don't even see how I can talk about this conversation after that conversation. Today is, you know what, I knew today was petty. Today is National Absurdity Day. Look at, see, I knew it was going to come together. Look at God. Won't he do it? Willy, won't he? Shamba the Honda, should have bought a Honda. Because I knew.
You get a kid.
See, because nothing but stupidness has been coming out. Like, you know stupidness come out when dumb people say stuff like, I don't go on social media often no more, but I was on social media today, and the very first post that I saw today was NBA Young, whoever him is, because, you know, they got all these complicated names now. You know, at least we were simple. Like, we was just like Lil Killer, you know, Lil Jazz, Lil Nokia. Like, it was just, you know, we was a whole bunch of just little stuff in my generation. This generation is random. Matrix, Tech N9ne, built together and had a tank with a missile launcher on the back of it. I don't know who they are. But he said, NBA Young Stupid said that he would flame Jay-Z in rapping. And I'm like, sir, one, it has nothing to do with your age, but you are a celebrity, and at the end of the day, you have really no accolades to your name other than streaming sales. Because I went to Google him first, because I was like, okay, maybe he's somebody. I mean, like, he don't even got an album that went wood. Somebody just gave him a bag. That's it. Like, sir, I went to go listen to two of the songs that they said was, like, your best songs. And, sir, you couldn't, you know, as I said this morning, sir, you couldn't stumble your way into some pussy.
Sweet Jesus.
They thought
again. I was crazy. I was trying to drink my Mountain Dew.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a believer. You have to believe that you are the greatest alive. If Michael Jackson didn't believe he was the greatest alive, there wouldn't be no him. If Tiger Woods wouldn't believe that, there wouldn't. But, sir, you ain't did nothing. Like, I need to know, sir, what you do, I can do better.
That's what she said.
I don't need your writing team. What he does, I mean, listen, anybody can do better than that. Sir, them not even words. And those are bars. Come on, bro. Listen, listen. I know toddlers who got better bars. Listen, listen. I could go get a couple of them little boys out to church, and you know, have them just do a couple of Bible verses, and it's a wrap. He over.
See, today is definitely petty day.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on with tomorrow because we got to get into our next topic. Tomorrow is National Stuffing Day. They don't like me. Who comes up with these days? It's the holiday stuffing day. That's how we're going to put it. We ain't going to say cornbread stuffing. We're not going to say savory bread dressing stuffing. We're just going to say stuffing day. That means no, because when you leave it that generic, that means you get to get that stuff in that comes in the pan that still be soupy and everything is not acceptable. Ma'am, this is why I don't like y'all's generation. This is why
No,
we are going back to a standard. We are not giving out participation trophies anymore. Do you see what we got with participation trophies? Do you see today?
We never got participation trophies. All we had was first, second, and third place.
No, absolutely. Listen, life changed. Y'all see, in the early 2000s, y'all was coming into adulthood. In the mid-2000s, y'all were seeing adulthood for the first time. Y'all don't understand. I come from a day where, you know, seatbelts didn't even work in the car, and now we get in trouble that, you know, like, the car won't shut the fuck up if you won't click a seatbelt.
Fuck that damn alarm.
See? Yeah. I don't even want nothing new. You know how many bells and whistles? How many bells and whistles is on a damn car now? I feel like I'm literally walking into a damn safety hazard zone. Like, yes, ma'am.
Like, I love my 01 because that bitch does not go off if you don't have a seatbelt on.
Oh, as the production manager said, remember when seatbelts used to just slide up? We're not gonna go down this. Back
yes.
in the days when
yes,
I was young, I was
yes.
Oh
my god. Yes.
Back in the day,
yes.
That was just a little. But no, real
and if
talk,
your parents
though, you know.
It's, you just had to hold on.
No, y'all parents are crazy. No, see, y'all parents are crazy. I can't. Y'all got a different. Listen, let me tell you something. You two got a different breed of parents. Boy, listen. baby, listen. Let me say this. I understand why some people who are adults now drink, because to have the parents that some of y'all have had, I would have to have a drinking problem. Because hear me. Because here's the problem that I have, and people got mad at me for this. I was the most realistic parent that I can ever be. I didn't set fake expectations for my kids. I didn't lie to my kids about anything. I gave them the hard truth, and I let them make a decision for themselves. I've done this with all of my kids, okay? Here's the problem that I have with parents, and make this make sense to me. How do you get to be substandard and then yell at your children about a standard? I have not yet that shit the fuck out yet. I am looking at the parents who are yelling at the kids, and I'm like, do you not realize that they see you? Your kids see you. They hear you. They can smell you. They know you. Why in the hell would you not think that they wouldn't pick up on some of the dumb shit that you do? And none of us are perfect. Listen, I look at Elizabeth sometimes, and some of the habits that I got that she got, I'm just like, ooh, Jesus, Father, pray for us, because listen, I was hoping, mm-mm, God, you was gonna have to give it to one of my children. So okay, it was the last one.
But you got to remember, these are the same parents that literally in the store, their kids are telling you, "Fuck you, mom, no, mom," and the parents are, "Don't
ooh.
Say that word, sweetie, don't say that word." And I'm looking at them like, if you don't beat his ass in the middle of the damn store, like.
On that note, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to take a commercial break on that one because you just almost made me go to jail for cussing.
Hey, not my monkey, not my circus.
Listen, I wish,
like
we live
hell,
what they say.
I wish like hell. Yes.
Little man, sir, whatever it is, Tinkerbell, whoever you think you are, ma'am, listen. Elizabeth got up this morning and she was walking around. She put on her little dress and was walking around saying, "I'm a princess," because we do words of affirmation here. you have to.
Adorable.
The reason why a lot of children are the terrible adults that they grow up to become is the example that's set by the people that's in their life, and that starts off. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. This song is called Bubbles by Amber Mark. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Show come back on the air. Can't be over here breathing heavy for the people.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
All right. Let's do birthdays. Let's do birthdays. Okay. See, I knew. Y'all ain't gonna tell me. Today is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day, Child's Day, National Absurdity Day, and it's Future's birthday all on the same day. See, I knew this was some major bullshit. Y'all ain't gonna play with me like I don't know bullshit when I put bullshit together. I connected the dots on that one. Y'all gonna love on me, God dang it. I know what I saw, motherfucker. Future would be born on National Absurdity Day. Of all the days for that nigga to be born, that would be the day of his birthday, National Absurdity Day, because that really should have been your name, Absurdity, not Future. Anywho. It's my boo's birthday today, Dominique Dawes. If you don't know who she is, before there was a Simone Biles, there was a Dominique Dawes. And you better go look at who she was and what she did. She was the first true black, strong, powerful, graceful female to really just, like, really captured the imagination of the gymnastics community in America. I know Simone Biles still deals with, let me explain, let me say this, and I need y'all to hear this from me. As long as you have dark skin color, as long as you're black, you're going to deal with racism at some point in your life. That's a fact. It doesn't matter. that's not what defines you. In what you do, still be graceful. That young lady was graceful. Go read her story. Go look at what she went through. That lady was still graceful. Okay? You don't have to like her, but she was graceful. Great champion. We also have Demetrius Shipp Jr. birthday today. Samuel E. Wright birthday is today. Good luck, Ebel Jonathan's birthday is today, and Treasure Price birthday is today. On tomorrow, we have Michael Strahan. Ooh, gap tooth. Did he ever get that fixed?
Yes.
See, I'm like, right. He shouldn't have got it fixed. Now he ain't got no, you know, he ain't got no signature no more. That, you know, listen. First off, let me just say something though. And is he married?
I think
he's divorced. Oh, did he get it fixed while he was married? Well, here's why I say that, because they say people with gap teeth, you know, they good in the oral department. So that's why I was saying, I think his wife might have made him get that fixed. You know, she didn't want them problems. You know, he got money and he was a football player. You know, they hoes this anyway. They try to lie and say they ain't, but they are. You know, it's like military people. They be like, oh, I'm so wholesome. I'm like, where? Ho?
Yep, only in the house.
Ho, not ho. Ho. H-O-E. They're like, no, W, no. Oh, so take the L out, put a R? Or? Because we didn't know. Anywho, let's keep it moving. Ooh, man. Oh, this is beautiful. Ken Griffey Jr.'s birthday is also on tomorrow. Like, listen, if you don't know anything about anything, just know this. Arguably, that man is considered to have the, like, I mean, this is arguably the prettiest swing ever in baseball. Like, that's how his swing is defined. Like, it's to watch him hit a ball, it's like art. Like, it is pretty. Like, it's perfect. Like, everything about it is just perfect. And it's consistently and routinely just a perfect swing. Ken Griffey Jr., he has all types of other accolades out there in baseball. He has famous catches and hits and home run situations. I think him and his dad both hit a home run in the same Major League Baseball game, played for the same team at the same time. So, you know, a lot of things that LeBron is trying to do with his kids, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. in baseball did that, you know, in the 90s and early 70s and stuff like that. So just, you know, congratulations to that family just on their success. We also got Cherie Johnson's birthday. Ooh, the little pretty girl. She was in, what was she in? She was in a couple of shows, Family Matters, a few other things. But Cherie Johnson's birthday is Punky Brewster. Yeah, I loved her in Punky Brewster. But her birthday is tomorrow. And then on the 22nd, we have Patra. She is the reggae queen, dancehall queen. Listen, you have to give it to her. She did her thing. So give it up for Patra. Shout out to all our reggae and just island music and et cetera out there. Juju Smith-Schuster's birthday is, man, listen, with all these J's and S's, boy, listen, somebody in that family got a strong tongue. Like, you got to have a Juju. Like, you got to have a, and then Smith-Schuster, you got to have strong tongue and cheek in there. Boy, listen, they're a strong kissing family. Mess around, get your face hurt. You also got Michael K. Williams' birthday on the 22nd. Khalil Kane's birthday is also on the 22nd. So go check out those people, and if you follow them or are fans of them, give them a happy birthday. Before we get into our topic tonight, we got about 4 or 5 minutes before we take this next commercial break.
But before we get into our main topic of tonight, man, I want to give a shout out to those of you who have reached out to me about purchasing shea butter for the winter. Just letting you guys know, I am running a special this week on shea butter, so if you need shea butter, hit me up. And then also I will have a holiday gift set from D Oils and Goddessly Cleaning that we will put out there for everyone. It'll probably retail about $30, but it'll have multiple D Oil products in there. So definitely make sure you hit us up for that. Definitely the shea butters and sugar scrubs and some of the natural sets will be in there. So definitely, production manager, make sure you put up the oils and got us to clean and tag both of those and let them know about our butter special that we will be running this week. CJ, Coco, is there anything that y'all want to say before we get ready to take this next break and go into the next hour?
I can't say nothing that's, what I have to say is inappropriate.
That's okay. We rated our own here. This is an adult syndicated show.
I know. But I don't think CJ's ready for it.
That's okay.
Listen,
she just was. She's going to have to take it.
CJ.
Yes, love.
Please tell me I get to see you naked soon.
Oh, my, I came for her. I cannot wear her. She is the most inappropriate little person I've ever met in my life.
And that's true because I am a little person. I am very tiny. I mean, I am not a little person, but I mean, I am 5'5", but I am skinny as fuck.
5'5", brown eyes. Hey, that's how we open the show today.
Yes. You would meet me in person and be like, that's not the same person.
Okay, so your clothing size is small, correct?
It is.
Wait, don't be ashamed of that. Listen,
no,
first off.
I'm small, but if you look something from the back, you're like, okay, she's small. But then I turn around and you're like, oh, Jesus, she has boobs. And they're all, and the fact that they're natural.
Yeah.
It's okay. No. Because, see, here's the greatest thing about body types, right? The greatest thing about body types is your body type is designed for you. It has to fit you. It fits your personality. It fits who you are. It makes you who you are. Don't apologize for that.
Oh no, I'm happy because if I ever gotta hide, I'm just gonna hide in the dryer.
Wow. Y'all, this is. Listen, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all. Listen. No, because I'm. It's story time. I'm gonna let other people tell their own stories because she's on the show. I'm gonna let her tell her own stories and she'll be here for some time. And because I don't want to steal her thunder. And it's important that other people get to share. But when I tell y'all, when y'all realize how small she is and the things that she begins to fit in, and how she does certain things, you can just be like, what? And it messes you up because you don't realize it until you like see it, like, and then you walk by and you're like, wait, did I see that? And then you step back and you saw what you saw, and then you have to go make sure that you wasn't crazy. All right, y'all, but we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna continue to kick it with the ladies, but we're going to take it back to an old Petty song of mine. This is one of my old classic Petty favorites, so I love y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Stop. Keep going, keep it, stop. Oh. show blowing, temperature rising, okay, the go to the next level, dance floor, stand back, hard to see, fell, I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple, you be an info, I'll be an info, in the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you want to, got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor, and you can't teach me by how strong I got you, when it's your people work the baby, no problem, you don't stop, and get your bounce around like a little water, I'm a when it comes to shit, after you woke up and sweat, you can play with the sick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not your head. I let you look around and stop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going to get it to stop.
I've never done any of those things you keep referring to of, ma'am. Elizabeth got here through a turkey baster. That is my line of sticking to it. Cannot make... I've never touched it or interacted with a woman before in my life. I don't know what women are.
One glass of wine tonight, but technically one glass of wine for me is half the bottle. So
listen, I'm gonna start doing all my female friends like this. I'm gonna just buy y'all the thing where you just open the bottle and then you put the thing that sits like a cup. So that way they can just hold a porta bottle in their mouth and just look like they got a whole cup, so they just cool. You ain't got to work no more. Just keep sitting that bitch on some for a steak hole. Because I ain't got time for y'all.
That's how you shotgun a thing of wine. You don't want to do that. You don't. You'd be wine drunk.
That's why I can't drink with y'all girls. I'll be fat. Wine makes you gassy and stuff. I don't need all that bloating when I'm done. Ma'am, where's your family from? Where's your family from?
Huh?
Where's your family from?
Which part?
Where's your family from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky and?
Maryland.
So, I'm going to just tell you, by way of there is a whole bunch of people who made moonshine, liquor, all types of liquor have been made through those black families that passed through those areas. So I just want you to understand, there is no reason that you should, listen, y'all, I'm not going to play with y'all.
I mean, I got moonshine in my cabinet. That's 100 proof.
Thank you. We know what y'all got. You ain't finna kill nobody. Come out. I'm just drinking wine. And then you get over to their house and drink. They be like, ooh, you want to try this? And then the next thing you know, you up under a fucking table.
I've done that to people. But, I mean, in my defense, though, I don't do just regular moonshine. I have a bad habit of making Evershine. It's flavored Evershine, but
no. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of Everclear and moonshine mixed together.
they're trying to die. That's why when people are like, ooh, I want to drink with you, I'm like, you don't know the people I know. You don't know. First of all, I moved from North Carolina, where my grandmother is a moonshiner, to go move around more moonshiners, to then go live in Europe. You don't want to drink with people like that. We are not the same.
But it's fun.
No, it's not fair. I don't drink no more. I'm retired. That's for kids under the age of 30. Y'all can have that. I'm good. I'm, ma'am.
I mean, I'm over 30 and I still drink.
I'm not doing that. I'm trying to I look good for my age, and I'm trying to look good for my age when I get older. I was talking to a girl the other day. I kid you not. And then I'm going to say this because I'm gonna tell the other story after this. But I just want to tell this story first because it's just amazing how young, old some people are. I was having this conversation with this young lady, and I thought we were the same age. I knew we were the same age. We looked it like we should be the same age. She was 26.
Ooh, Jesus.
And I don't have a problem with you being 26, but ma'am, you shouldn't look like you. Okay, ma'am, you already look like you done had, like, you already look like you've been sentenced to 5 years of hard labor, like, already. Like, I'm going to need you to, I need some of us to do better. But, anyway, let's get into this because we're supposed to be telling funny stories tonight. So I want to tell a story. This story takes place around about 2014 is about when this take place. I don't know exactly the month time frames, but about 2014 is the height of this story. So I had recently come out of my second marriage, divorced, living on my own, and had roommates and stuff at the time. But I decided that I wanted to see how gullible my social media following was. So the joke was, I just wanted to see how everyone responded to me having a girlfriend at the time, because I'd been single for quite some time. So the joke between, actually, the production manager and myself, as we had the conversation, we were actually on the phone talking this through. This is how it became a joke. So the original joke is we were both going to tell people that we were in a relationship, not with each other, just a relationship. And so for her page, she came up with the man who she wanted him to be and how she wanted him to be and all of that. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to be funny. I love my bed. Now, for those of you who don't know me, the preference behind this is if you've ever laid in a bed that I had the luxury of bringing into my house, for some reason, I don't care if it's a low bed, middle bed, a high bed, it's generally always going to be a king size. I need you to understand that one. I don't sleep on anything less than a king size. If you want a queen, that's great for you and your fandom, and however, I'm a king size person. I prefer a California king if we want to be technical. But a king will do. But I have some of the most comfortable beds you will ever get to meet. And I would say the Cadillac of all of those beds was White Girl. So White Girl was a bed that I went and picked out, bought it. Then I was riding, again, you guys know me, I ride bikes for a living. So I was riding my bike home. This was in West Palm Beach. I was riding my bike home, and I ran into a beautiful mattress deal, and the guy gave me a wonderful deal on the mattress. I got the bottom and a king-size pillow top, circa best mattress that you could get with delivery, $85, brand new, a mattress manufacturer. Because he was going out of business. You'll never see that deal again in life, but I'm just telling you, that was a deal I got, and it was an amazing deal. And I also sent him, like, 5 customers, like, that week, because I'm like, yo, you know, if you're going to give me all these hookups, let me make sure I make you some money as you go out the door. So he got at least 5 more sales out of me, referred. But I decided, because my whole bedroom at the time was white and Carolina blue. My bed frame was all white. My dressers was all white. The frame of the bed was all white. My room was all white. Hell, I think my damn carpet was damn near white. Like, my room was white. Like, my room was white and plush. So if you can think of a white plush room, that was my room with a Carolina blue bedding and covering and sheet set. But, like, not like some tacky blue, like Carolina blue, but, you know, the highest thread count sheets you can buy. Like, she was plush. Everything about her was bougie as fuck. On top of that, I had 18 pillows and throws on my bed all at the same time. So I want you to understand, this is the plushest bed, and every wedge, pillow, you know, the bed seat thing where you could put your arms on it, thing like that, I had that. Like, however you wanted to lay in that bed, I had the pillow for it. So I named that bed White Girl. And so I was like, I'm going to convince people that White Girl is my girlfriend. So that was my running joke. White Girl was my girlfriend. And so I commit to go on social media and date White Girl. I mean, we had a full-on relationship for 6 months. We went to church on Sunday. We watched football games. We had dinner together. We had breakfast together. We had cuddle time. It was a whole lot of just whatever. But me and White Girl was in a fully committed relationship until somebody came on my post and they lost their shit. So one day I put up, it was doing a football game. It was, matter of fact, it was a Sunday. I remember this. It was a Sunday night because it happened about now. It was about 10, 11 o'clock at night because me and the production manager, we set up and we laughed because this person was going in. I mean, going in, because I had made breakfast for dinner. I remember that, yeah. It was a beautiful night. So I was like, ooh, made breakfast for me and White Girl. We're enjoying ourselves, breakfast for dinner for me and White Girl. We're watching the football game, and I think the Niners was up by whatever. It was a great night, enjoying ourselves. So the girl comes back. She goes, how can you be so insensitive, constantly calling your girlfriend White Girl? (Laughs) And here's the craziest part. Like, y'all need to understand. This girl argued with me for, like, 3 days on social media. Like, this was one of those posts that, you know, like, now they would consider it going viral. Like, there was several thousands of comments now on this post. Because, again, at that time I had, like, I was considered an influencer level, so I had over 5,000 friends. You had, you know, I was in that time frame where you had to delete somebody to add somebody, but everybody could follow you. So I was at that level. So the girl who is responding back and forth to me, to be honest with you, I don't know her. Never met her. We've never been friends. I can't tell you if her nipples go left or right, because if we're friends, we've probably seen each other naked. So, like, it's, you know, so it's one of those weird situations. Like, this girl is literally hard down arguing with me, but then the craziest thing is my friends started co-signing her comments. So my friends started coming at me talking about, oh, man, we always knew you wouldn't blah, blah, blah. What kind of guy are you? Because how could you just sit back there and be so disrespectful to her? You won't even call her by her name. You want to just keep calling her whatever, whatever. And so I had to literally finally come in, and I was like, God, like, it was funny because, like, the comments deaded after I finally, it was like 3 or 4 days later, I finally made a comment at the bottom of the thread, and I said, listen, guys, white girl has been in every picture that we've ever discussed, and I finally took a picture of my whole entire bed and put it up there, and I said, hey, guys, I want to introduce you to the best relationship that I've been in the last 6 months. Because, listen, like, bruh, like, I've never been beat down for spending that much time with the bed. And I mean, listen, if you've ever laid in any of my beds, you are snoring. You are drooling. It is some of the greatest sleep that you will ever get. But white girl literally almost got me kicked off social media. That's when my pages started getting reported. I had never been reported or I got in trouble for hate speech.
Yeah.
I was deemed a racist online, and it was all behind a bed. And that was the time when I really, after that, I really took a break from social media for a while. And just, I had to really reevaluate, because I'd never seen, like, such people were hurt. Like, I mean, like, people were hurt. Like, that's the only way I can describe it. Like, people were hurt. And it was just a social experiment of trying to convince my friends that I had a girlfriend. I was dead ass single at the time. But at the end of the day, they were hurt. And the craziest thing is, listen, the whole time, like, this is the part about white girl scenario that really made it drag out, is, like, I literally had people mad at me throughout the process, though. I would make certain posts, and they'd be like, girls would literally come on my post and just be like, yo, I don't accept her. She's not your girlfriend. You're going to be with me. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know you liked me, shorty. Like, you mean to tell me I could have been getting the draws, and it took me putting my bed up? Oh, man, now I can't. Now I can't even shoot my shot, because then I got to tell you that I'm over here making up a whole story right now. Like, come on, like, bro. I was catfish before catfish was a thing, like, with the bed. But I'm telling you, if I could go back ever in life, because I sold that bed when I moved to Georgia. But if I could ever go back in life and pick out a bed all over again, and do it all over again, it would be that entire, like, everything about that bed was perfect, other than the fact that when you fucked, it hit the wall hard. Like, you can't do nothing doggy style with that bed. Like, my bad. I mean, I'm sorry, I was having a moment, because, you know, me and that bed had a special moment one time, but, you know, a couple of times, but, you know, just saying, that bed's disrespectful. So, because one of two things is going to happen. You either fucking in that bed, or you're going to sleep. Or both.
You just put the pillows behind the headboard.
Who the hell? Listen, for women who say that, I just want y'all to understand. Let me say this. Because I have heard thousands of women say that statement. Ain't no man finna get out the pussy to go put a pillow behind nothing.
Who said stopping to
who
do it? Okay, when I put up a bed and it has a headboard, the first thing I do is go to the store and buy pillows and put pillows behind the edge of the headboard.
You're a girl. I'm a guy. I ain't thinking like that.
I'm prepared.
The neighbors will know my name. I'm sorry. Listen, you better play with somebody else. Listen, while we're waiting on callers to see if we get any callers in, the number is 319-527-6703. If you want to call in and tell a crazy story, the lines are open. CJ, Coco, either one of y'all got a crazy story you want to share tonight?
I'm not too sure I want to share mine.
What? It can't be any worse than anything I've ever done in life.
This story includes me getting stuck.
And stuck in what?
Not stuck in something. Stuck on something.
Sure, share. We're listening. We're all ears.
I decided to be drunk and, you know, go out with some friends. This was a best friend. Me and this person had never slept together. And we all decided to get drunk as fuck and go out. You know, this is in Kentucky. And, you know, go out to a giant field, have some music, back in the bed of the truck. And we got frisky. So we decided to hop in the bed of the truck
and attempt to fuck. Well, when you're extremely drunk and you're bouncing around with this music, not realizing that some of your friends are also watching, and everybody's just like, all right, if they're fucking, let's all go around fucking. And then one of your other friends comes and, like, sits in front of you on the person's stomach while you're trying to ride somebody, and then the person was like, you know, whiskey dick, and then out of nowhere, because he has two chicks on him, he gets extremely hard, and your body wasn't prepared for that, and you go to try to get off of him, and you get stuck.
Oh.
I was like, we have. I literally looked at him and was like, this is how you know I'm a nerd. I was like, this is not the joy you were looking for. He says, what do you mean? And I'm looking, and I try to get off of him again. And I was like, it's not coming out. I'm stuck.
I'm not even drunk enough to respond to that.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk enough to respond.
It took us getting somebody's water bottle and some baby oil and, like, mixing that shit together.
You know, CJ, I stand by what I said when I first said, when we take her on the road, I'm just going to have to take her with a, I'm just going to have to get a walk-in first aid ointment kit of everything. CJ laughed at me when I said that. I said, when I get ready to take this nut box on the road, I said, I need you to understand. I said, she is a walking trip to the ER.
I'm accident prone.
And now I understand. Like,
listen.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm gonna need y'all not to hurt yourselves breathing. Okay. CJ, you ain't allowed to talk no more. She like, compared to y'all two crazy-ass motherfuckers, I'm normal over here.
Come on,
you have to have some story.
Did you say your stories are violent?
don't judge my life.
You
know,
are
you know, you prove somebody wrong.
She's an Aries. They hot headed. They always angry. Like they always listen. Oh, prove somebody wrong. They always proving somebody wrong in their mind. They always got to prove somebody wrong. There's not a day that don't go by that they ain't proved somebody wrong. Somebody tried them. Always.
You gotta have some funny story. Like the first time you got high, first time you accidentally ate a brownie or something.
Oh, the first time I got high. Picture it. I was 16 years old. I was in Oklahoma. Okay. That was a bad story. That was a bad trip, y'all. That was a real bad trip.
Oh, well, go ahead. Tell us about it.
So I was in El Paso, Texas. We were in high school. Me and a couple of my friends from the dance team decided that we were going to get high before we went to practice. So on our lunch break, we decided to go smoke in my friend's car. I don't know why we decided to do that at all. Not the first time. That was awful. That was awful. We went to Burger King. We got stackers and French fries because we were hungry. It was lunchtime, and we smoked, and then we went back to class. I got deep in the car. I woke up singing and dancing, but then I would fall back asleep. And then we got back in the classroom, and I went, like, cold to sleep. And he was like, Kalisha, get up. She wasn't getting up. It was bad. And then when I did wake up, I threw up everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Listen.
Wow.
It's funny. It's funny because I was having a conversation, you don't realize until you go through certain things. You said something just now that just triggered a moment for me yesterday, because I had, like, it's funny when I have things, it kind of happened in twos, and it's like things kind of like reaffirm, and it's like, yesterday I was having conversation, you know, with my spouse. We go out, and so I'm always one of those people. Hey, let's make sure, like, if anybody's going to check and make sure that we've done everything that we're supposed to do. I might not make sure I got all my stuff, but you're gonna be good. I promise you. We always gonna make sure you're good. And so it did not dawn on me when we had left that, like, my wife didn't take her medication with her. And so, you know, got back, whatever, she took her medication. But we was having a conversation about it, you know, after we got back, you know, or later on. And it was just funny because, you know, me and CJ ended up having the same conversation. And I did not realize how prevalent this really is. And it was funny because I had just thought about it the other day and reminding people to really take their medication. But it's like a lot of times people who have time scheduled medications won't take their medications with them while they're out because they'll fall asleep. And so one of the biggest things that I've always done, which is, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I got into security when I, you know, out with my friends is because, like, who's the safe person when the high people sleep? Because, like, listen, let me tell you something. Some of the stuff that some of y'all be on, y'all mouth be open, drooling, sleep. And that's the stuff that y'all got scriptures for. We ain't even going to talk about the stuff y'all ain't got scriptures for. Some of them things, boy, that's just the high. We ain't even talk about the meat read and the drug. Because, you know, y'all do both. Y'all take them pills and do some drinks with it. So, let's check on our people. Make sure your friends, especially this holiday season, y'all ain't 12 no more. Tell your friends that's your age, make sure they got their pills with them when they go home to spend time with their family. Call them now. Make sure this week on Monday they check their prescriptions before they go. And if you need resources and things of that nature, reach out to DJ's Roundtable. Make sure you get resources to that. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we've been talking for a minute, and then we're going to come back and do the bottom half of this show and get ready to get y'all guys out of here for tonight. I'm going to be petty tonight since we all been petty tonight. We're going to be petty and keep it petty. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Burger King from Kalisha's story. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's that bounce right here. Time to move on. Time to be strong. Don't stop now, say this God now. What should I do? If you happy to be with him, go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5 foot 5 potential, potential, wife credential. Know about the life I'm into, life I've been through, and how I had a trice to mention. You can ride with me, G4 fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me, die with me. Like these things, fly with me. My advice is to get the lie life. Let's make love while we look in the bright white. So tight, now I understand. Yeah, take that.
Oh, yeah.
that was a whole lot of people with P. Diddy, Genuine, and all them other people. I Need a Girl, Loom, Mario Wanted. Like, it's a lot of people on that goddamn song. All I know is that's like the top, that's a Geritol song now, if you've ever heard one, because maybe, listen, after Genuine and hurt everybody's feelings with them horrible-ass dance moves, I ain't got nothing for them. I'm going to need you to sit both them prosthetic hips down. Like, don't do another move. You look worse. Sir, first of all, the fact that you and Lionel Richie is doing the same moves now is a problem because he's way older than you.
Not really. Damn. Of all the people that you
love,
him to, you said Lionel. What? Well, then.
Listen. Let me tell you. I know that man that got some draws. Well, listen. That man. Listen. All y'all don't even understand the amount of music that he is responsible for. Like, that man is responsible. Real talk, though, like, because I think somebody getting ready to give him an Icon Award. And, like, one of these days I want to do him for Black People is Dope. I want to do Lionel Richie for Black People is Dope because he's still living. And because you need to hear the accolades and the things that some people that are around us are still responsible for. But not even just in our celebrities. Some of us need to start looking at each other and looking in our circle. We got people in our circle now that we know that are authors. We got people that we know that are publishers. We got people that we know that are business owners. We got people that we know that are lawyers, doctors, actresses, musicians, composers, engineers. There's somebody around you that is great. We don't always have to go look for the celebrity or the Fortune 500 person that's doing all those wonderful things. Go find those people that's right there in your community that's doing those things and show them the same love that you're also giving these people who are wealthy, who are famous, who are already at the highlight and the strong peak of where they're going to be. Be active in your community. You can't talk about your community when you don't know nobody but the goddamn dude at the damn corner store, the person at the laundromat, and that's about all the stuff in the city that you know other than going to the club and hitting the local grocery store. Sam's Club, Costco's, gas station. If that's all your community means to you, then that's cool. But you can't continue to expect for people to care about what it is that you're doing if you don't care about what they're doing, if you don't care about what's important to other people. We talk so much about, I don't need nobody else. Then fine, then don't need nobody else. But people don't understand what the word self-sufficient means. Self-sufficiency means that you don't need an outsider for shit. Nothing. Not a one thing. You don't need nobody else to. If you rely on somebody to do anything in your life for you, you are not self-sufficient. If they're wiping your ass, if they're giving you an orgasm, if they pumping your gas, if they helping you change a tire, if they helping you purchase the car, they helping you get through school, they paying some rent, they paying some lights, they paying your cell phone, they helping take care of your kid, whatever the fuck they're doing in your life, if they're helping you, you are not self-sufficient. So go sit your arrogant, ignorant ass down somewhere because I'm so tired of hearing everybody, I'm doing all of this by my motherfucking self. Nah, bitch, we can show you by your motherfucking self. Let's put you on an island somewhere, see if you make it.
Camping.
You're crazy. This is camping. I mean, but not everybody has that ability. And the greatest part is a lot of people want that. There are some people who love isolation. I'm one of those people. I like to spend time by myself. There are people out here like myself who loves to get away, who loves to go on a vacation and be away from everybody, be somewhere where nobody knows them, where they're just a face in the crowd. Some people love that. Some people would lose their mind in fucking fear trying to do something like that. Because it's not for everybody. Listen, some people afraid to fly. So, you know.
I mean, I'm afraid to fly, but I like the turbulence because it shakes me.
You know what? I'm a shake you. Both my hands on both your arms at the same time.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say on my throat. Damn.
Nah, see, I knew not to give you what you would like. See, that's the problem. See, these dudes, they be gullible for the dumb shit. Oh, I'm gonna say I'm a choker. I'm like, nah, you can't. You gotta be careful, sirs. This for all my male listeners out here. I'm gonna say this for y'all. Be careful what you say to some of these women. Some of that shit you think you saying because you think you being spicy or being funny or being whatever, she really about that life. And so when you think you doing something and then you walk in and she like, oh, that was all you was going to do? And then she pulls out this mastery set of what you thought you was doing? That's your fault.
Just a little nibble.
I've been in places where dudes' feelings have been hurt according to the level of chick they thought they were getting ready to talk to. And the way they played that situation out in their head and the way he felt like he was sexually assaulted when he came out the room are not the same.
Hey.
Oh,
I did the whole dominatrix thing for like 3-4 years, and that shit was amazing because as tiny as I am, people were like, oh, you're tiny. Uh-huh.
Yes. Because what people...
And then they get their ass handed to them.
Because what they don't understand is that is a thing. So mentally, where you go and where that is to be is not the same as who you are on a day-to-day basis. But when people are not, when people can't see, I tell people all the time, the funniest thing that, you know, Shira always used to say when we first met, she used to always say, how does she say? She goes, you're an ogre. You have layers. You're like an onion. You have layers. You're an ogre. She used to always come back to that reference to the movie. And I would always ask her, I'm like, why would you say that? She goes, think about it. Some people love onions. Some people hate onions. Either way, onions may be on it. What you do with the onions don't matter. You're still going to be there. You're the ogre. You're going to be there. Some people may not like that you're there. Some people may find you absolutely appalling to everything that it is. But those that know you and those that love you and those that frolic with you, they love the shit out of you. And you... Everybody has to learn how to find where their ogre is comfortable, where their ogre is accepted. Because you're going to go look for some circles that, yo, you're going to be thinking Keisha over here is your best friend, and she don't like ogres. She like Lord Farquaad. Listen, it's some bitches who find that motherfucker appealing. Listen, Duloc is a perfect place. How you think they got a phone? Somebody had to believe in that shit. Hey, it don't matter. Listen, it don't matter. Somebody like that shit. So at the end of the day, the one thing that you have to understand is it doesn't matter how great you are or how less you feel you may be in a situation. Everybody's been at that stage. No one was an expert when they did it for the first time either. The very first time everybody did something, they were a novice or a rookie. When you lost your virginity, you was just as confused as I was. Everybody has gone back and relived their virginity conversation in their head because at the end of the day, unless that person is married to them and they went on to have a fairy tale lifestyle, I call it the Disney curse, because I keep telling people, when you go read them stories, go read the actual books. Them shits was not nice stories, but that's fine.
No.
But because of the Disney curse, everybody got real delusional because Disney put a whole bunch of glitter on some shit. Like, I don't know what the hell was in that glitter, but people really believe that those relationships are the norm. And it's funny because it was funny. We were compared to a couple, recently we got the comparison of a couple that had been together like 20 years or been married for like 20 years. And I'm like, year three? Look, we over here. Look, we passed the honeymoon phase. We at the phase where, like, nigga, do I just punch you in your face and get it over with? Like, and they like, oh, y'all just got it together. I'm like, man, do y'all not know how many days we done almost been divorced? I am a hard person to deal with.
But we love you.
I am demanding. I am.
That is true.
I am not nice sometimes. Like my mannerisms sometimes are not nice. Like that's the only way. That's the nicest way that I can put it. And it's not coming from an arrogant standpoint, because anybody who knows me will tell you like he attempts to be the humblest person that he can be in all things. Like he will put others, like, you know, that's who I am. But to be a part of what I do, like, I'm going to teach you, but just understand, you ain't going to get to keep asking the same questions over and over again. Like,
that's the same question twice, you're going to get chopped in the throat.
Because realistically, like, people want to waste your time and your money. You can't waste both. Listen, you can waste my time, because I can always give you some time to waste. Like, you ain't gonna like how you get to waste my time, because we're going to 9 times out of 10 be doing something I want to do. But you can waste that time, because it's wastable time. It's not tied to nothing. But if you think you're going to waste my money time and my time, nah, we don't get to do that. Who we playing with? Ooh, that's... Masturbation was started because they wanted to control people. Mm-hmm. They figured if they could control the orgasm, they could control the person. But then they started saying that then both was a sin. But then they started making things to come. Then they went on this, because they still on a spree. They are on a, they have been on a crusade ever since they realized they had no, since scientifically was proven that man has no control over the orgasm over a man or a woman or themselves, because that's also been proven. You can have a whole orgasm without ever actually physically touching anything, including yourself. So they finally have scientifically come to the conclusion that they can't control it, now they have tried to do everything in their powers to do what? Control it. No, because here's the thing. If you can't completely control it, then you manipulate it, because stage two is manipulation. Because it's either I control it, I manipulate it, or I don't give no fucks. Money is in the control of sex. No, it's not even Roe versus Wade. See, y'all thinking too. Think shallow. If you control sex, what do you control? No. If you control sex, what do you control?
The puppy
emotion. Emotion. Because the problem that you have with sex is the one thing that sex does is there's only one other release that you get from in any other realm. There's only one other successful thing that you get when you release the same endorphins that you get from having sex. And what is that? Dopamine. And what is a dopamine? It's the feel-good feeling. And the problem with the feel-good feeling is anybody is liable to make a bad decision in the feel-good feeling. You don't question it. You feel good. You're out. So if you can't control it, you manipulate it. And how do you manipulate it? Through all things. That's what I tell people. My favorite thing to do is be naked. If I can control myself naked in front of you, then now I have control and you haven't won. The problem is everyone assumes that when I say I hang out naked, the first thing they want to say is, oh, my God, I can't believe you want me to be naked. What kind of lunatic, non-control, having self-person are you? And I'm like, the whole thing about being naked is control of oneself. The number one rule to tantra. The number one rule to tantra. The number one rule to tantric, the art of tantric, is control of what? Oneself. In all aspects. That's tantric. That's tantric 101. I don't give a fuck about no white, no, because they try to come up with, oh, there's a white house and a red house, or this aura, this chi, this blah, blah, blah. The number one principle to tantric behavior and tantric control is control of oneself. When one's mastered that, they've mastered the art of tantric. But in order to learn tantric, you must learn to master the arts of several things. And there's several steps that they take you through to master tantric if you read and you study it and you look at it from an art form. But we don't take art anymore. We don't even do clay sculpting anymore. We don't make paper mache anymore. We don't do simple things. Matter of fact, that's what I want to add to body empowerment. I want to do a paper mache. I want to find an instructor to come out and do paper mache. That's that. That's the hand activity. Ooh. CJ, the mic is yours. I think you wanted to say something. CJ, did I lose you?
CJ.
All right, guys. Okay, I don't know if she fell in. It happens sometimes. This thing, the system goes in and out when it wants to. But, y'all, it is that time of the day for us to get ready to get out of here. So before we get out of here, y'all know what we have to do. We have to do our word of the day. So I will let Coco go first. If CJ's here, CJ can go second, and then I'll go third if CJ pops back in. So, Coco, the mic is yours.
Self-worth. You have to know your self-worth, because if not, these petty people are going to get you. Just saying.
That's, man, I couldn't even add any more to that. CJ, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. We found it. Did you want to say something earlier?
No, I don't think I had anything extra to add.
Okay, I thought I saw your hand raised over there. I'm sorry, we were still in the wrong spirit. But anyways, give us your word of the day for the night.
Okay, when you can't control what's happening, I challenge you to control yourself in the way you respond. That's where your power is.
Come on, say that one more time. I want them to hear that one. Say that one more again, so it can marinate on them. They might want to write that one down. Get your notepad. Write this one down. Say it again. Say it.
When you can't control what's happening, I challenge you to control yourself and the way you respond. That's where your power is.
I'm going to pick back that one. Me and my wife, we often have a conversation about just different. We were doing early when we first got married, the first year we got married, we do different healing techniques. We go through different just like flow. And I was teaching her just a life lesson. I wasn't teaching her per se of showing it to her, but I was just showing it in situations that was popping up at the time. And it's a lesson that we've really kind of like incorporated it wholeheartedly into our lives after we talked about it. But the message of the day that day was hurt people hurt people. And sometimes you don't even realize that because you're hurt, the positive words that you think you're saying are coming from a hurt place, and it's not landing like you think it is. It's not being received in the earnest that your heart and your mind wants to believe because you're hurt. And so because of the delivery that you're now perceiving to give out, and as they encode and decode that transaction of energy and vocalisms and words and transactions and text messages and voicemails and phone calls and emails, however you're transmitting these messages between each other, but as they encode and decode, I challenge people to this all the time, but it's so true. When you go back and have a conversation with the person, they saw something so different than what you thought you were saying. And so I challenged her and I challenged me to understand that hurt people hurt people. And in order to not hurt people, you have to stop and see it from their perspective. You have to stop and ask them. You have to stop and understand who they are. And if you can't do that, you're going to fail yourself, and you're going to fail them as a friend. You're going to fail them as a loved one. You're going to fail them as a brother. You're going to fail them as a sister. Because if you're hurt, you know, in sports, when you get hurt, they put you on the bench. You know, and in school, if you get hurt, they keep you home from school. It's only when we become an adult that we believe that we can't sit down because we're hurt, that we can't sit down because we're psychologically hurt, that we are emotionally damaged in the moment. Y'all, it's okay. It's okay to actually put your hand up and say that I'm hurt. But after you actually say that, go sit down and work on yourself. Go sit down and disappear. Go sit down and find love. Go find peace. Go find what it is that you need to feel great about yourself. It's okay. So I love y'all. I'll holla. Your power.